This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that even amidst an atmosphere of global uncertainty, all experts across the world are certain about India's fast growth. Addressing the inaugural session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said that the faith on India's growth is because of its large youth population who are getting skilled at a very fast pace and leading innovations. The Prime Minister informed that his government is working on improvement of connectivity, infrastructure and also strengthening the local supply chains in the Northeast region. Prime Minister Modi said that the Assam government also created an environment of ease of doing business and prepared best ever policies for industries and has set a target of becoming a 1.5 billion economy by 2030. Addressing the session on advancing semiconductor horizons in Assam for Viksit Bharat, Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnaw said that Assam will be the growth engine of India as the government is working on the ground for the development of this area. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah chaired a review meeting regarding traditional and sweet seeds of the Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited, BBSSL, in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Shah said, BBSSL is making continuous efforts to conserve and promote traditional seeds. He also directed to ensure organic production of some selected traditional seeds from different regions of the country and their wide availability in the market from Kharif 2025. In the meeting, Mr. Shah emphasized on preparing a comprehensive database of all traditional seeds of fruits, vegetables and food grains across the country and implementing a comprehensive action plan for their conservation and promotion. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has inspected the New Delhi Railway Station ahead of Mahashivratri today. Talking to reporters, Mr. Vaishnaw said, special arrangements have been made at the railway station for Mahashivratri. He said a holding area has been set up outside the station where all passengers can come to collect their tickets. The minister said after obtaining the ticket, the passengers will enter a platform in an organized manner. Mr. Vaishnaw said special trains are also being operated and two special trains have already departed for Prayagraj. He added that additional trains will be run as needed based on the requirements. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that the Madhya Pradesh government is leading the state on the path of progress by implementing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of development with the conservation of heritage. Mr. Shah was addressing the closing ceremony of the 8th Global Investors Summit held in Bhopal yesterday. During this summit, investment proposals worth around 30,77,000 crore rupees have been received. Mr. Shah said that this summit will help in making India a developed nation by 2047. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the free trade agreement between India and the United Kingdom will prove to be a major milestone in the relations between both the countries. Mr. Goyal yesterday held a meeting with a delegation led by the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both sides took stock of the progress made so far in accelerating efforts toward reaching a fair, mutually beneficial and balanced free trade agreement. Speaking to the media in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that during the meeting, there was a very positive discussion on various issues. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the first Made in India semiconductor chip would be ready for production by 2025. He made the announcement on the second day of the Global Investors Summit 2025 organized in Bhopal. By 2025, the first Made in India semiconductor chip would be ready for production. An official release quoted the Electronics and Information Technology Minister during the event that he joined via video conference. Currently, 85 companies are actively engaged in the electronics manufacturing sector in the state, marking a major success for the government, Vaishnaw said. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Giants by 6 wickets at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. While batting first, Gujarat Giants scored 127 runs for 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.